Good morning, good Erev Shabbos, and Freilich and Chanukah, happy Chanukah. Wow, what is chus? It's Chanukah. One of the milos of Chanukah is that be'etzem, there's no special dress, there's no musaf, you know, there's no issur melacha, but yet, even within the, daily grind, it's Chanukah, that's the milo. Within Golos, we have a chag. Actually, you can't call it a chag, because chag really references to the Korban Chagiga, there's no Chagiga, so Chanukah, Sameach, Freilich and Chanukah. Fine, this is the holy and the exciting days of Chanukah, even within the mundane. And I saw this shmooze from Rav Nathan Tzvi Finkelzatzal in the Sefer Shiur of Rav Nathan Tzvi a few weeks ago, and it's beautiful, and it is something that we can certainly relate to. And before I get into the shmooze, we'll start with the three questions, essentially three questions. Question number one is that the Bach tells us that the reason why the Gezeros came about against the Jews during times of Chanukah was because Shehisrashel Bavoda, they were lackadaisical, they were lax, they were perhaps unassertive in Avodas Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why they had these Gezeros. But the Gezeros were very intense, right? No Shabbos, no Milah, no Rosh Chodesh, no learning Torah, no Talmud, no Hatlakas Neros, no Avodas Beis HaMikdash. It seems to be disproportionate. It wasn't that they weren't doing the avoda. They were doing the avoda, but not with a certain fire, and therefore they had very intense gezeiros. That's one question. The other question is, in this week's parasha, V'yeshev Yaakov, Bikesh Yaakov, Leshev V'shalva. Yaakov Avinu wanted a little bit of, serenity, some sort of peace, tranquility, right? And that's why the whole story of Yosef comes upon him. What's the big deal? We're talking about a masmid atzum. We're talking about somebody who learned straight for 14 years, right? Didn't sleep in a bed for 14 years. He was learning the whole time. So, he's going to be learning. He wants to have a little menuchas nefesh during learning. What's so bad? All of a sudden, has to have the whole story of Yosef come out to him? That's question number two. Question number three is that the Gemara in Sota speaks about the word hakerna. The word hakerna is used both by Yehuda when he shows the ketones pasim to Yaakov Avinu to identify that this is Yosef's ketones pasim hakerna, and the punishment that he gets, the mida kineged mida, is that what the Tamar says hakerna, hakerna lemi that chosemes, and this, all the signs that Yehuda left with Tamar to make sure that to show whoever the chosemes belongs to, that's the one who's the father of this child. So what's the hakerna? What's the midah kineged midah over here? Hakerna, Yehuda was involved in showing the father that Yosef had passed away, and then he has this busha, he has this embarrassment with Tamar. What is the correlation between those two hakernos? Where's the midah kineged midah? And that will be based on Ruchaim Shulevich's idea, but we'll get to the answer in a moment. And the first thing he brings down to answer these questions is the Bach. Like we said before, the Bach tells us that the reason why the Gezeiros of Chanukah came about because they're in the Nisrashel Ba'avoda. And the question is why? Why is it that just because they're in the Nisrashel Ba'avoda, they had to have these Gezeiros that were threatening the Jewish religion, to destroy Judaism? Why is that? So Nosson Tzvi wants to explain and listen to these words. Somebody who's lax, somebody who's not assertive and not working hard in his Torah and his avoda, maybe atzmo gezeres hayivonim. What comes upon you? A decree of Greeks, right? Hisrasos v'hasmod v'yom zeh. He siva harishon lahavi al atzmo nisayin osav sharafir lo b'limud haTorah v'yom mecherim. It's a klal. The klal is of a person's not working hard in avodas Hashem. What happens to him? Gzeris are put in his way. Where do we see this from? From the story of Chanukah. They were not assertive in the Avodas Hashem and the Beis HaMikdash in general, and therefore Hashem said, that's it. In order, I'm going to bring Gzeris against you to stop you. And why does the punishment fit the crime? Because the mission of us tells us, Kachi Darko Shal Torah. What's the way of Torah? Pas Melach Tocha, Mai Mesura Tishtev, Al Aras Tishon. Right? That a person, how do you really embody Torah? What's the proper way of Torah? Now, of course, you don't have to go ahead and sleep on the floor and eat bread and water. You don't have to, right? But that is why, because the real essence of Torah, the ideal way, or at least the willingness has to be there, to literally sleep on the floor, eat bread and water. That's how intense the connection to Torah is supposed to be. Right? That's the proper way of ruchnis. It doesn't mean a person shouldn't have a ruchnis nefesh and have, you know, and enjoy things in this world. It doesn't mean that. But the ideal, or at least some of the world has to exist like that, right? You have to have some sort of challenge in order to grow and to continue growing in Limud HaTorah. There has to be that part of the challenge. And that's an integral part of the transmission and the continuation of Torah. Here, let me just quote to you again. Ki ina ruchan lumo Torah elo mitoch nachas revocha bavad, harizeh bitul mehusa shal Torah. If a person only learns when it's convenient and it's relaxing and it's enjoyable and there's no mysterious nefesh, then what? That's called a nullification of the essence of Torah. Vehefich ikr avodosa haruchnis shal adam. That's the exact opposite of how ruchnis has to be. Ruchnis has to be with some fight, some fire. Some assertiveness, as we keep on saying. And that's why Vikesh Yaakov Elisha B'Shalva, it's antithetical to the transmission and to the essence of Judaism. Right? Now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean a person has to, become a masochist. A person has to put himself through pain. No. A person has to work hard. Right? We've said this last year. It's a similar idea. Adam Lomul Yulet. A person is here to toil. Right? That's why, right? The person is not, it's not, right? The Gemara tells us, right? When you learn, it's supposed to be vizeo, bereses, so sweat, and fire, and working hard. And that's why, because Yaakov leishim shalva, that's why. Oh, you want the 14 years of Shem Aver Gavaldik, you learned Shtark. You overcame the Nisyanos in Beis Lavon, Gavaldik. Now you want to serve what Hashem, Benachas, Bishalva? It doesn't work like that. Avodas Hashem has to be with intensity, with difficulty, with challenging. You know, the mission of us tells us Lefum Tzara Agra. That's the essence of Avodas Hashem. And now we can understand what's the pshat in the Hanukkah story. When the Jewish people as a whole was taking it easy, was not being assertive, Hashem said, "This is not the proper way. This Judaism will fail. This is not what Judaism is built on. Judaism is not built on relaxation. And when you're as you're relaxing, you serve a Kaddish Baruch. That's not how it works." And therefore, what happened? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the gzeiros against us. What did the Chashem Noam do? The Chashem Noam went ahead, and they did the exact opposite. They were motzer nefesh. And not only that, it says zedim yadros kei sorasecha. What do you see from here? That while they were fighting, they were still osim sorasecha. They're still tzaddikim. They lived this model, the model of working on all cylinders, pushing the pedal to the metal, making sure that they were not only fighting back against the yivonim, but they were also still osim b'torah. They're still tzaddikim, and that's the idea. Right, he quotes over here. What does he say? In order to be proper in ruchnis, you have to always be working. Even when you're in the middle of a war. That's how they're able to fix up and rectify the issue. Because what happened, the original problem was being lazy and being lax and not being assertive. So what happened? They would have to go the opposite extreme and go ahead and be Moshe Nefesh. And now, going back to Yehuda and Tamar, what's this Haker No? What's the Mida Keneged Mida? So what would you think? Mida Keneged Mida means the severity of the punishment or it has to match the crime. The Haker No, the fact that Yehuda was involved in telling Yaakov, this is the Tonis Batim, that's why I had to get the Busha of Tamar. That's not how Mida Keneged Mida works. The way Mida Keneged Mida works is it's supposed to be a hint to you. It's supposed to tell you what your problem was. Meaning, Haker No, Hakerna, you know what? Oh, this is coming to me. Why, says Yehuda? Because of what I did with Yaakovino. That's why I'm going through this difficulty. So, what does Mida Keneged Mida? It means to sort of remind you and let you know what you're doing wrong. This fits in beautifully. Where was the Mida Keneged Mida in the Hanukkah story? Because in the Mida Keneged Mida, the punishment doesn't have to match the crime. The punishment has to make you realize what your crime was. And since the gezeirah of Hanukkah is, hey, you're losing everything. You're losing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. You're losing the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. You're losing the talmud. You're losing all that. Why? Because you're not taking it seriously. What that shows us, Mida Keneged Mida, is to show us why something's happening to us. Why is that happening to us? And that's when they realize. He goes, oh, you know what? We've been too laid back about our avodas Hashem. That's what's wrong during the times of the Chashem Rav. That's what's wrong. So what did Matisyahu Banav realize? What did they have to do? Oh, if that's the problem, that's the reason why the Gzeres came against us. The Gzeres against us, we're not allowed to do these things. It must be we weren't doing them properly. And therefore, to rectify that, what did you have to do? You have to go back, and you have to redo it, and do it in the way that it's supposed to be done. With Mesiras Nefesh, with fire, with exerting oneself. And then just to quote the end, this is the time to strengthen yourself. We have to ask ourselves, are we serving Kadosh Baruch Hu with fire, with intensity, with challenging, with overcoming the challenges, with pushing hard, to raise ourselves up and exalt ourselves in Limud HaTorah. Even the challenges and the difficulties that they had during the war, they did not stop learning Torah. So then he says, what pains him, says in Malachi 3, during times of Chanukah, Yesh Rifin Eitz B'nei Torah. We give up vacation and so on. It's antithetical. These 8 days is time to not to take off and to relax. On the contrary, because what did the Chashmar Noam do? They went ahead and did Moshe Nefesh, and they were learning Torah. They rededicated themselves to Avodas Hashem. And then what happens? He says, what happens when you work hard? Then you have the emes shalva of feeling connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you hear such a shmooze, what do you think? You think that, you know what? I'm supposed to work like a dog. I'm supposed to, like, kill myself. I'm supposed to kill myself over it. And the answer is, tamu uru'u. Taste it and you will see. Meaning, when we say a person is to be Moshe Nefesh, it's not the mysterious Nefesh that a person comes out like Geshmetter, they say, like burnt out like lost and upset and not happy and squeezed. That's not how it works. When you think about it, when a person is Moser Nefesh and he works towards the Avodas Hashem, he's happy in the end. He feels good about himself. No matter what happens in his life, when a person pushes and pushes in the Avodas Hashem, so then he feels great. He doesn't feel like a shmata. He doesn't feel like he wasted his time. He doesn't feel like, oh wow, I killed myself, right? When you go ahead, think about it. When you do something physical, you work hard, you're exhausted. You don't feel liberated. You don't feel excited. When a person goes ahead and works hard on his avodas Hashem, because that's the way it's supposed to be done, at the end of that, he feels amazing. And you know what my proof is? My proof is last night. When you think about it, I walked into Beis Medrash last night, right before 11 o'clock, and you saw these guys jumping and dancing as if they, you know, if you know the greatest thing in the world happened. You know what? The greatest thing in the world did happen. What happened? They pushed themselves for 9 days. We were serious nefesh. Did any of these guys think they were ever chazer, or you guys as well? 100, 200 daf and sit by a Gemara for hours on end? So I understand. They should be upset. They should be like, oh, we just worked so hard. We concentrated for so long. We reviewed the same thing over and over again. Pum fakert. When a person goes ahead and does avoda, real avoda, so then he feels great about it. Look what they're jumping about. And of course, the secret video from the other night, these guys are dancing, right? You'd show that to anybody else, they think these guys are off their rocker. There's something wrong over here. It's fakert. When a person, this is the way, and this is the whole word of Hanukkah. The only way, the real Judaism is with fire. Real Judaism is from Tzara Agra. Real Judaism is b'milchama. That's how you do it. And you know, if it's not the type of physical war where a person is exhausted and overwhelmed and like a shmata afterwards. No, a person's invigorated afterwards, because that's the way the Torah is transmitted. That's the way Hashem built the world. The only way to grow in Torah, the only way to do real Judaism, is with challenging. Is with overcoming challenges and even going over it. And it's so true. And you think about it. When a person is working hard in the Avodas Hashem and he feels he's doing the right thing, he's going the right path to Avodas Hashem. So what else happens? He's happy. Why is he happy? He doesn't care if he has more money, less money. He has more things working out in his life, less things working out in his life in a physical sense. What does he know? He's giving it his all in Avodas Hashem. If a person is going ahead and giving it his all in Avodas Hashem, and he feels, and then he'll feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything else falls away. Nothing else matters. That's reality. That's what you saw last night. when you're doing the right thing and you're working, and not just doing the right thing, what is doing the right, working hard in your avodas Hashem, then everything else falls away. That is the ikkar. And then you feel like you're accomplishing. When a person feels like he's accomplishing what he's meant to be here for, his neshama feels like, I'm doing the right thing. I'm connecting. I'm going in the right path. So then he feels great and nothing else matters. And I think it's so... I didn't even realize how much that last night's, you know, mosh pit and jumping and dancing fit into this idea perfectly. A person could think to himself, oh, Avodas Hashem has to be so challenging. Because Yaakov Leishi Vishalvo, I'd rather sit and learn and relax. I'd rather have it easy. I'd rather pick up every Tosfos and understand every Kasha and understand every Teretz and every word in the Gemara. Why do I have to ask 300 questions in every Dav? Why do I have to go over it 300 times? And every time I go over it, I forget. Every time I go over it, I realize another thing I don't understand. No, that's how you grow. And if you stick with it, you get to that point we saw last night. You get to that point. Right? The Olam Haba, of course. But even in Olam Haza, right? A person, right? As we said, it's Mesukim Midvash, you know, for Sufim, we know Ashrecha, right? Olam Haza, right? That's Mishnovos. Ashrecha Olam Haza, Veshach Olam Haba. Even, and your person knows this, and I'm sure you all know this. They should be like, oh, Baruch Hashem, we finished Caleb Challenge, we finished. Oh, it's so hard. It wasn't like that. It was so hard in there, and it was, and that brought them the joy. That brought them the joy and excitement. And this is the secret to Avodas Hashem. And a person has to realize. And actually, just to quote one more thing, Rabbi Waxman says one of his Shavuos drashas. He said, you know, you walk around the world, you look around the world, and look at people. This shiur he gave at least 15 years ago, one of the pre-Shavuos Shavuos in Belding Auditorium. And he said, people aren't happy. People aren't happy. People are sad. You know, sometimes, you know, in our times, you know, that's what they say. There's a decrease in overall happiness. He says the pshat is a decrease in avodas Hashem. It's a decrease in limudat Torah, right? Torah is Hashem to me, which is nefesh. It restores the soul. Right? Right? There's also some simcha over there, no? Hashem to me, machkimas pesi. No, B'kudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev. I'm sorry, B'kudei Hashem Yisharim, they're straight. Misam Chilev, the Torah makes a person a happy heart. What? So what do you see? If a person wants to be happy, involve himself in Limudat Torah. Involve himself in Avodas Hashem. And that's the answer. So a person has to know, if life is getting challenging, if he feels out of it, you know what the answer is? Like what Rosh Hashanah told us, based on this Bach, you know what the chat is? Because maybe your Avodas Hashem is not up to par. And when you do that, when you fix that, when you go back and recalibrate and re-energize and refocus and re-strengthen yourself in Avodas Hashem, you'll see. You'll reach the next level of simcha. That's the pshat. And this is a very important yisod in life. Right? A person's, his happiness, oftentimes, most of the time, is going to be directly related to his Avodas Hashem. Because you know what? No matter what else is happening outside, you know, outside of your Avodas Hashem, in terms of, you know, all the physical things that have in our life, health and wealth, and you know, all other things. If a person feels like he's doing the right thing in his Avodas Hashem, nothing else should get in his way. And that's the idea. When a person feels like things aren't working, crank up the Avodas Hashem, and just like they did in the story of the Chashmon Oyim, and then Beis Hashem is bezurcha to continue to grow as Ovdei Hashem. As individuals, as a Klai Yisrael, we should see the Gula Shem. Have a great Shabbos.